Talking about whenever you've had a case of the lives. Liv, the web girl, God love her, came into work last Friday at midnight. She woke up, brushed her teeth in the dark for like 30 seconds, like, I'm late, oh crap. And then eventually, almost to work, realized, wait a minute, it's 12:10, not 6:10.
Poor Liv. Can't believe you
drove I literally could not believe it. And I'm done. I'm always a mess. I've just my entire life I've been a mess, but this was like an all-time high.
But it's, we start at 6 and your phone and everything says 12.
And here's the thing,
even if you were late, you're 6 hours late. Forget about it.
Yeah, the show's over. We're home by then.
Like, no, I knew it wasn't noon. I knew it wasn't noon.
You thought it was what?
I knew it. Like, it was dark outside. So I knew, I thought that it was 6.
But it's
when I saw, I know, I know, I thought,
phone,
I thought,
two.
It, I thought I was only 11 minutes late. I was like, I'm only 11, I'm not only, but I was like, oh my gosh, I'm 11 minutes late.
It says on a digital display, it says 1, 2, 12.
I know. I can't explain it.
Did you tell the part about how you texted MYK?
No, yeah, so I even texted producer MYK and said, on my way at like 12:09.
I was awake. I saw the text. I was like, there's no way. Wait, is one of those texts that got lost in the abyss and just hit me like way later.
What were you doing awake at midnight?
I'm wide awake.
Producer MYK does not sleep.
This whole show is a cluster.
I'm a vampire.
Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Anybody else got a case of the lives out there? 317-239-1009. Jennifer, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
What's the case here? You got some of the lives?
I have. I have literally woke up on a Saturday and drove all the way to work. Yes. And got there, and the parking lot's completely empty, and I'm like, where's everybody at? And realized that it was Saturday, and I didn't even have to be there.
Were you relieved, or were you mad?
I was mad.
How far is your work from your house? How far a drive did you have?
It was a good 20 minutes. I mean, it wasn't far.
Oh, that stinks,
but grief.
On your day off. I only had 2 days off, and then I was like, I was mad.
Were you at least on time, though? Like, even though it was the wrong day, you would have been there on time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was on time, for sure.
All right. Good. Take notes, Liv. Take notes.
I'm working on it.
Be like Jennifer. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Layla, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Morning, guys.
What's up? You got your own little story, huh?
Yeah, I do. It happened a couple years back. I was working 2 jobs at 2 restaurants, and I had gone home sick from my first job, figured I'd catch a couple hours of sleep and go into the next one. Well, I sleep through my alarm, and my boss calls me, and he's telling me, hey, you're late. You got to get in. I'm like, no, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's not p.m. It's a.m. You know, I don't have to be there until nighttime. And this goes on for like 10 minutes until I finally realize, oh, fudge, it's at night. I'll be right there.
Here's my thing that bothers me is like, and I get that you got to work. Gross. You were at one job sick. Like you're not feeling well.
Yeah.
And it's like, let me go handle people's food over here at this job. All right. I appreciate your hard work though. Thank you for calling in. Let's talk to Sarah on the Joe and Alex Show. Sarah, tell us about your coworker who had a case of the lives.
So I used to work at a jewelry store, and she came into work in the middle of the night one night. She was on some crazy medication, and we all had a key to the door, so she walks in, doesn't worry about the alarm because she's expecting everyone to be there. She's there by herself. She starts pulling out the jewelry and putting it in the cases, and the police have been called because she's tripped the silent alarm.
Oh,
and
man.
So all of our bosses have been notified, and they're showing up like, Leanne, why are you here? And she's just like, it's time to work. Why is there nobody here? So she still to this day is like, no, y'all are playing a joke on me. I was supposed to be there. I don't
Bless
know why
her heart.
It was so dark outside. It was pretty crazy.
That's
oh my
genius.
Gosh.
That's
yeah.
genius. Like if I worked at the store, I'm like, how am I going to rob the place? Oh, I thought I worked today.
Good thing we didn't have any alarms that you tripped up, a Liv or something like
no.
that.
Thank goodness. I would have been mortified and terrified.
Wow. We need to get you, I don't know, what can we do to help you realize what time of day it is?
I don't know. I don't even think that there's anything that like can be done. I mean, I didn't take that medicine again. Like I'm absolutely not. Cause I'm like, I felt like sick the next day, but I was like, if I take this, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to end up like in the middle of the street naked or something. Like, I have
again.
No idea.
Again.
Yeah.
As long as you're wearing a Joe and Alex Show like hoodie or something, that's totally fine. Hey, if you couldn't get through on the phones, hit us up. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Let us know when you had a case of the lives and you end up like showing up to work at the wrong time, maybe even the wrong day.